ripping your hair out because you're trying to drive and the kids are making a fucking mess?
You'll be making so much money, it pays itself off.
Ooh, precious food. Ooh, that's good. Thanks, buddy.
Everybody has an evil cat or an annoying dog. Use it to groom them, or even your son.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow!
This.
Normally, a sticky is $20, but a sticky buddy is only $10.99. You'll also get a cover. You gotta use protection. Even if it's a quickie, wrap that sticky. Stop rolling up your money with those old lint rollers. The fuck is wrong with you? Check out the suggestively sized sticky bunny. You're gonna want to stroke it, but not too much. It'll make a mess. Hide it in your purse. 007, leave it somewhere as a pleasant surprise. And like I said before, I have magic rubber fingers that get deep into your hairy cracks. Get some buddies for just $10.99. But wait, there's more. If you have jumbo-sized pubes, we got a jumbo-sized sticky bunny. Who let Spider-Man in the house? The cat's flipping turds everywhere. Who keeps flicking their boogers under the bed? But you know what? The hair that you find is yours to do with as you please. Why not make a toupee? Or break out the turbo snake? All of these guys will be your buddies with their rubber fingers for just $10.99. Ask about free shipping. Now get out of my house. Isn't that right, Mr. Wuss Wuss?
Why in God's name did you show me that?
Me and my brother used to know that by heart, brother.
I wholeheartedly believe that. Jesus Christ.
This has got to be one of the dumbest videos. When I look back on it every time, I'm like, this is the most ridiculous dumb I've ever seen.
No, when that girl said, oh my God, precious food, I died. That, no, oh my the part, God.
The part that had me floored was the...
That's what I'm talking about. Wow! Yeah!
Grandma was going Super Saiyan. Oh, so this is discussions and other stupidity.
Jesus, what a way to open a show.
I'm going to be honest. You used to do it to me like we talked about it.
That's true. You finally got me back.
You know how long I've been waiting to figure out a way to get you back?
That precious food.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was brilliant.
First off, I know it's some days late, but Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's over with. It's done. Yeah. Who cares?
Thank God.
Why do we do that?
I'm more...
No. Why? Okay. New Year is January 1st. Okay? Okay. That's when it's New Year. But on, like, the 5th, people are like, Happy New Year. That was 4 days ago.
To be honest, though, I haven't seen your face since the new year, so this is, like, the first time I'm seeing you, so it's, you know... you see somebody for the first time in June. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year!
I literally got called an asshole at work the other day, because
that's not a surprise, but...
True. Someone's like, hey, Happy New Year, Sane! I'm like, you know, today's the 3rd, right? And they're like, yeah?
Technicalities.
But then somebody's like, well, we always say Merry Christmas weeks before Christmas. And I was like,
who's we? That was you. That was you.
Anyway.
So the thing that's bothered me about...
So I got wrote up.
There's no way you got written up for that.
No.
So anyways, I punched my boss in the throat. Like, so as far as the New Year's thing is concerned, though, what bothers me is I don't know why I let it get to me when people are like, what's your New Year's resolution? I'm like,
See,
I don't like making
you get mad when people ask you for a New Year's resolution, and then I get mad when people say New Year's 2 weeks after the fact.
Well, my thing is, like, when people talk about New Year's resolutions, it's mm-hmm. it's an all or nothing thing, and that's not how New Year's resolutions are supposed to be. Like, by the end of the year, you were supposed to have done that.
Right.
You know, like learn the piano. If you learned how to at least identify the notes in sheet music, you did essentially learn the piano. Like
that's fair. I mean, you ain't Mozart or anything.
Right. And like, sure, maybe you've got hobbit hands or something and you just can't like really play. Like,
or that guy from Scary Movie 2. You know the one? Like, you imagine that guy trying to play the piano?
Honestly, I've seen people with hand defect. I hate you so much right now. I'm trying so hard to die. Anyways, I've seen a lot of people with different deformities in their hands play the piano and play it like way better than me, so I can't even hate. I've seen children with way smaller hands than me just wrecking shop.
Yeah.
Protégés.
Protégés.
It's the last time my son shows me up. So anyways, the New Year's resolutions, it bothers me because like if you took the year and you really tried to work on that and you're a little better than you were last year, I feel like it's like it can be considered like, yeah, I hit my New Year's resolution. I didn't quite hit the mark that I wanted to hit, but I did it. That type of thing.
I think with New Year's resolutions, like most people, they'll start out with the New Year's resolution, but by March, they're done.
So that's my thing is people always use Sunday, Monday, new month, new year, new quarter.
Right.
To make significant changes when it's like, oh, I made it to the 16th day of February. And you know what? I had a burger. I guess we'll try again next month. No. How about try again tomorrow? Like tomorrow is a completely different day. What are you doing?
I mean, that's fair, but I ain't finna give up no burger.
Listen, that's why you don't make it your New Year's resolution. That's the other thing that people do.
Yeah.
New resolutions.
Well, it's extreme. That's like, what I'm saying. They don't set baby steps. Goals. Yeah.
I've gone the past 6 years eating a candy bar every other day, and then all of a sudden I'm just going to stop eating candy. No,
you can't do that.
I'm going to treat myself to one candy every other day. Now we're on to
something. But what candy are we treating ourselves to?
And even then, my New Year's resolution is to stop eating candy. You have 12 months to do it.
And when Halloween comes around, you're screwed.
Right. See, that's what separates the men from the boys, or insert any other gender or non-gender. Either
way.
So that's my whole thing is like resolutions have always bothered me for that reason. It's because it's always like this stigma that like the moment that you fail at your resolution, you're done for the year. But like you only made it to January 4th. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Also, you probably shouldn't have given up alcohol, moron. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and you shouldn't say Happy New Year on January 4th. It was January 1st. Please leave it on that day. I don't need to hear Happy New Year 3 weeks after the fact.
I'm going to ask one random person who hasn't talked to you all year to say it to you in June just to piss you off.
Oh, it will. I will throw a fit. There are two times where it's acceptable to say Happy New Year. January 1st and whatever day Chinese New Year is. Other than that, I don't care.
That's not at all what so you're saying Happy New Year can't be on New Year's Eve? What do you say? Merry New Year's Eve? Like, what does that look like?
No, you wait until midnight when you're hammered, and then you shoot a shotgun outside, and you say Happy New Year or whatever they do in Alabama.
Speaking of which, side tangent, what the hell is that? Are you like a sniper right now? Like, is that what's going on?
I mean, like I said, New Year, midnight, you shoot a shotgun. That is not a shotgun. It is not a sniper rifle. Okay. It's not. I can promise you that. I am not allowed to have firearms for various reasons. We won't get into it. But no, that's a microphone stand.
It's got to be the same reason I'm not allowed in Canada. So
you're not allowed in Canada. Oh, right. We've went over that.
Yeah. We've talked about that on the podcast. We have. Not so much, but. If you'd like to guess, you know, why or like
what did Mike do to piss off the Canadians?
why is Mike shunned from Canadian culture?
It's because he did not say sorry.
Feel free to comment on the YouTube video. Also, you can go over to our social media pages at DOS Podcast. It's on.
Why did I put my hand up? Like there's like a graphic is going to appear. I don't know.
Because I'm a good partner and it is there. Okay. That's exactly why you did
You'll clean that up in post. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get that. Yeah, there, yeah. For you there. So like that's my thing is if people are gonna make New Year's resolutions, just be consistent about it. That is my thing. And because I'm not a very consistent person, I don't want to make a resolution. Like if somebody sees me eating a bag of chips like somewhere, they're like, I thought you were eating healthy. I guess that resolution's gone. I'm like, no, I'm way healthier this year than I was last year.
Wait, who's talking to you like that?
I'm going to be honest. I don't pay attention. That's what people sound like when I don't listen to them.
Do you work in like a high-tech like lab or something? And then like one of the dudes is just like that guy?
He's Beaker from Sesame Street.
You said you were going to stop eating the potato chips. I gave him a Yankee accent because you're up there now. So you probably have a lot of Yankee interactions.
You sounded like you're from freaking Chicago. I don't know what you're talking
about. A Yankee interaction.
Some Chicagoan, if that's how you say that.
Yeah, where the cheese is underneath the sauce.
Why are you so good at anyways, so that's my thing is like as far as consistency, like be consistent, which
right, which neither of us are.
No, but let me tell you who's the worst about being consistent, and that's public bathrooms, and it pisses me off.
Why are we using public bathrooms?
Well, we don't together. I use it separate, and then you use it at some point.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't I?
Don't you? That's my thing about public bathrooms, though. Like, have you ever been in a public bathroom where, like, you're a lying sack of shit. So you had to open the door
with your foot.
Unless you ain't scared of shit. In which case
the public bathroom is like where you get to test out all of the knowledge you have learned from like John Wick, Jason Bourne, Bruce Lee, and all those movies. Because you're like, hoo, 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 and you're like trying to kick the door open and then shut it with your foot because you don't want to touch anything.
Well, that's my thing. And that's why I'm so bothered because like there's public restrooms who have upgraded to the automatic toilet. So you don't have to
right.
touch the flusher because, you know, people be pissing on that.
Right. And
my thing is if I have to open the door manually, mm-hmm. I have to like let the toilet flush itself, and then I get to the sink and I'm over mm-hmm. there just waving my hands in front of an analog freaking faucet. Like, what the hell is that shit? And then all of a sudden I go to like pull the lever crank, I go to pull the lever crank on the freaking paper towel thing, and it just doesn't do anything because it's automatic. So like it just keeps switching like the whole time. It's setting me up for failure for the next step in my piss.
I can just picture you like in front of the faucet just going, it won't come on.
Do you know how many times I've done that? Because the
why won't it come on?
And my dumbass keeps
pause.
The toilet is the toilet is automatic, and I just judge the rest of the bathroom right. based on that. And then there.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just like I'm tired of doing jiu-jitsu in front of every part of the bathroom. Like it's the most annoying thing in the world. Like
here's like, okay, so the automatic toilets, you know how like when you go in, some of them, they have that little black thing that's obviously the sensor to,
I always thought that was a camera. And I was like,
I did too.
I always freaked me out.
And I'm like, whoever's watching this, get ready to laugh. What?
I'm just imagining you just like
just like that scene in Ace Ventura when he gets in the pool.
He's in the pool just down there getting all into it.
He did like 5 voiceovers during that.
he found the diamond from the Super Bowl ring, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So like, so that's my thing is like, cause we're going to talk about movies in a second, but like my whole thing is the bathrooms are so inconsistent, but the worst thing about the bathrooms
is
because America cannot get their shit together is why is there a gap this big in every stall in every bathroom you ever go to? Like you go to other, like in other countries, there's a lot of them that have like overlapping door.
Right.
Like overlapping door to wall. So you can't see in there. But meanwhile, in America, somebody walks into the bathroom and they just wedge in there like freaking Jack Nicholson. Here's Johnny. Like freaking staring at me through the.
Who's staring at you through the thing? Kate Moss?
Bro, I can't tell you how many times I've felt like my dog taking a shit. You know that shame and that like guilt that dogs have when they take a shit? Like, you know, they're just exposed. They're like...
So someone told me that the reason why they look like that when they do that...
Because they're super exposed.
No, it's because they're watching you to make sure that you're looking out for them when they're in that vulnerable position. I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes sense.
Well, that's the weird thing.
Because like, hey, I'm just gonna crap right here. You got me?
So me, as you know, I'm a homesteader and I have the 1.1 acre lot.
Yeah.
So I let my dogs out and I go back inside and they just kind of roam about the property, about the manor, if you will.
The manor. I like that.
Roam about the manor. And so as they roam around and everything, they know I'm not out there, but I'll peek out there just to make sure they haven't run away or attacked the Amazon guy who brought like 17 packages to my front door. And I will still see my dog like this. Like just like staring at me. I'm telling you, it is the guiltiest, most vulnerable look I've ever seen on a bee. And so every time somebody walks into the bathroom, like I even get my hoodie, I'll take off my hoodie and hang it in between the crack because I'm sick and tired of motherfuckers in that.
What kind of bathrooms are you visiting? Like if they're like sometimes, like bro, sometimes if I go into a public restroom and there's like 4 or 5 other people in there, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just hang outside and look suspicious until they leave, and then I'm gonna go in.
That. I only do that when I
go like. I don't care. Home. I am not, especially if I gotta go boom boom. You know what I'm talking about? Like I'm not. And even like, then, there is like a lot of risk involved when it's like that.
It's like Daddy always said, "Don't be a hero."
That's exactly. Or like my grandfather used to say, if you shoot yourself in the foot, that's just what happens. Yeah.
I'm going to need you to be careful with that rifle off in the background if that's the case. So
it's not a rifle.
So I'm telling you.
I'm not busy bone. I don't have a rifle.
Anybody who owns a gun or knows guns watching this right now is like, hey, I got me. You don't look like no damn rifle. I don't know why they would sound like that, but you know.
Why is Matthew McConaughey watching this? I don't understand.
Hey, don't you make me start getting my Matthew McConaughey.
That is so good.
Well, I've fallen off. I gotta take a giant chug of some delicious water so I can get the S's right. Hold on.
Oh yeah, hydrate.
Or dihydrate, as you know. So, all right, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta get the S's, kind of like a slight whistle whenever you're talking like Matthew McConaughey. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus, that is so good.
You just gotta slowly talk about the things and just sound intrigued as you say it. That's my Matthew McConaughey. But speaking on acting, don't you patronize me, okay?
No, that's not patronize. That's jealousy. I could do hundreds of impressions. My Matthew McConaughey sucks.
Listen.
The thing is,
one thing that I've realized in the new year, for anybody who doesn't know who Matthew McConaughey is, obviously an actor,
obviously,
like as far as the new year, I need to stop judging people for not knowing actors and not knowing movies. Do you do that? Do you judge people who don't watch like haven't seen like some of the biggest movies?
No, I used to, but I don't care anymore.
Bro, I've tried to get to the point where I don't care anymore, but like I just can't because I feel horrible though. Like I feel bad because it's like a differing lifestyle. Like they're just not into movies or whatever. And it's probably
right.
Probably why I'm an idiot, you know, because the fact that I just know so many movies. I'm over there like frying my brain, just watching Forrest Gump, you know, like just staring off into the distance. Just
well, like here's the thing, like older movies that are like established movies that have been around forever that everybody knows. Like that's one thing. Like,
that's
but
what I'm talking
like,
about.
People will literally ask me about a show or a movie or something that literally is out on Netflix that's been out for like a year and a half or 2 years, and I don't know what they're talking about.
That's my pet peeve, though.
Like
the two sides of my coin.
Right.
On one side, I it bothers me. And my thing is, like, I don't judge until three movies. If I get to the third popular movie that I've referenced in front of you and you have not seen that, we've got to talk and you've got some homework to do. On right. the other hand, anybody coming at me talking about Weeds, Game of Thrones, Downton Abbey.
Yeah, shows you don't watch. Right. Out of the three you named, I've seen one, and that's Game of Thrones.
You're better than me. And the people who, like,
I mean, I slept through the first season, but when you get to the second season, it's all right.
Dude, if you have to wait for a full season for something to get good, it's not good. I'm sorry. But regardless, a lot of people are probably like, you don't like Game of Thrones? And remember when we were in radio, that's all we ever talked about.
Oh, yeah. You got so much hate for your distaste of Game of Thrones.
The exact reason I don't like Game of Thrones is because they're fans. Jeez, just leave people alone.
Well, it's the same as Rick and Morty fans.
Listen, that's a whole nother breed of teenagers, but we're going to talk about that later. So,
fair.
My whole thing is that, like, I don't know. Like I said, I feel bad when I, like, judge people like that. But at the right. same time, if you don't know that Darth Vader dies, like, that's on you, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, like, especially, like, with music, somebody will be like, yo, have you ever heard this group or this band? And you're like, no, you've never heard them? No, I told you I didn't.
You've never heard of Dexy's Midnight Rider? See, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start.
Yeah.
I'm going to start taking really obscure things and be like, are you serious? You've never been to Gilbert, Arkansas? It's the coldest place on earth. What do you even do for vacation?
Right. And I mean, if you're going to Arkansas for a vacation as an Arkansan, let me just stop you right there. Okay.
Can I tell you something really funny?
Sure.
I prepared so much to say that I looked up Gilbert, Arkansas. It's like,
of course you did.
It's like a population of 26 people, and yeah. It is actually regarded as one of the coldest places in Arkansas. And yeah. I want to hold that against people because apparently movies is the wrong thing to hold people against. You know, like,
fun fact about Gilbert, Arkansas, it is owned by the Gilbert family.
You're lying.
Everybody in Gilbert, Arkansas, it has the last name Gilbert. That's why there's 26 people. Why some of them are cross-eyed.
He is so full of shit. He has no
idea. I most certainly am not. There's the Gilbert Hardware Store, the Gilbert Dollar Store.
You know what I'm doing right now, right?
Gilbert Elementary, Gilbert Middle School, Gilbert High School.
Dude, they're all
home
the same
of
building.
The Fighting Gilberts.
Oh my God, you know how mad I am at you right now?
Probably a lot, because even though I made it up, I was probably half right.
There is a Gilbert Dollar Store, and there is a Gilbert Middle School.
Of course there is!
I'm so mad.
I'm from Arkansas, bro. Every small town in Arkansas has a small town name dollar store.
Hold on. Can I just slight tangent of a story time real quick?
Let's go. I'm ready.
It's not for you. This is for anybody paying attention to this ridiculous thing we call a podcast. So
yeah, that's fair.
I had the opportunity to get back into the live music business, the mm-hmm. concert business. And I was an admin for a music festival, which I went to Arkansas for. That's where the music festival is every year. And it was the first time that I got to go to the music festival, but not my first rodeo in Arkansas.
It's my first rodeo. What part of Arkansas did you go to?
Ozark.
Okay, so you were up
Mulberry,
north.
Mulberry Mountain. Yeah.
Okay, I know where that is. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Close to the hood.
When I was on my way, I text Sane and I said, I'm going to your neck of the woods, bro. I'll be there for about a week. And you
What did I say?
I'm going to just pull it up right now.
Might as well. Let's throw me under that bus going to Gilbert Middle School.
This has to be one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I said when I got off of there, I said, why Arkansas stank so bad? And I was totally joking. Like, it wasn't bad. It didn't smell like anything. You said, that's the smell of 100,000 armpits and unbrushed teeth that you smell. You are from Arkansas. You need to stop it.
And you know what? Anybody that knows me that's from Arkansas, that's like friends with me on social media, is going to see that and go, hey!
Well, it gets worse.
Of course it does. I have no filter.
By the end of the trip, I fully expect you to have met either a Peggy Sue or a Bubba Joe. Do you know what the worst part is?
You met a Bubba Joe.
The baggage claim guy that I had to ask if the baggage was ever going to come, his name tag said, and I'm not joking, Bubba Joe.
Was it J-O or J-O-E? Because that makes a difference.
There was no E.
There was no E? Yeah, you met a good old boy. You met a good old boy. Hey, man, I might check that bag for you.
You got any of them batteries or zing-zangs in them?
Zing-zings.
What's a zing-zang? You know, zing-zang.
You got any doodads in there that I need to know about? I might have to check that bag. I want to open it because I don't know what you got in there. You fellas from down south, homie, you doing, you know, dang on dang.
Let me preface that we met in Oklahoma, and he is from Arkansas, making fun of Arkansas folk.
I mean,
listen, I'm not about to get canceled by Razorback fans, okay? I am just saying.
Oh, dude, trust me. Razorback fans, they're not worried about what we're saying, okay?
That's fair.
We won a few games last year, but we lost a lot, so they don't care.
You need to say it the way that you used to would have said it.
How would I used to have said it?
Listen, we won a few games last year.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, now, we get the ball on the goddamn line, and the offensive line's straight garbage, okay? I don't know who the offensive line coach, but he needs to be drug out in the middle of town and shot. Now,
I'm telling you, Arkansas is going to band together. They're going to get us, bro. They're going to get us.
They've been trying to get me for 20 years, bro. They ain't got me yet.
That's because you won't go back, bro.
That's also fair. Like,
that's the secret.
No. Listen, I love my home state. Like,
no, it's that's actually really pretty. It's
I always claim it. I always tell people I'm from Arkansas, and they're like, "Oh, that makes sense."
They're like, "You sure are."
They like, "Oh, we get it. Okay, bro, say no more, fam."
The first time you said "ain't nothing but to do it," I was like, "Bro, this guy is definitely from Arkansas. Ain't nothing but do it."
You was like, "Hey, we gonna record that today?" I was like, "Yeah, man, ain't nothing but do it."
I was.
You were like, "You said what?"
I was so lost.
Because people from Arkansas, they have their own language.
It bothers me, I think, the most about the movie thing because of my wife. Like, so she's on her phone a lot, and she's always researching things, and she's always on TikTok, and, like, she just knows a lot of things. She's, like, a wealth of knowledge. One of the smartest people I know, if not the smartest person I know in the entire world.
And okay.
Because she's always looking shit up.
Right.
The thing is, she's also looking shit up when we're watching movies. When we watch movies that I know that she hasn't seen before,
okay,
she's hearing half of it and seeing the other half of it and has no idea what's going on. Because let me tell you this right now. This is a real sentence that she said one time. And let me get through this.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
She said, well, it's like, I don't even remember the context, but, well, it's like Benjamin Franklin once said, I didn't fail. I found 900 ways how not to make a light bulb. And I was like, what? That's Thomas Edison. And she, by the way, it's not Thomas Edison. It was his minions, like his little team of people that did that. But
yeah, because he stole it from Nikola Tesla.
Right. And then she said, Ben Franklin, though, he was the one with the kite and the key.
The keeper,
right?
The keeper of keys. Yeah.
She said, I thought that they were friends. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, weren't they part of the same club together? That's what National Treasure is all about. This is a real conversation I have with my wife because that's what she gathered from National Treasure. So when I tell you, when people haven't seen the movie, I can't even like make movie references to my wife. Like one time I said, I'm going to steal it. When I saw something at the store that I wanted. I saw something at the store I wanted, and I said, I want that, but it's so expensive.
I'm gonna steal it.
She had no idea what I was talking about. I'm like, I'm gonna steal a decoration.
So, okay, so you've seen Christmas Vacation.
Who has not?
Okay, fair. Okay, don't
Steve,
attack
there's
me.
There's my judgment don't, coming out. I'm sorry.
Calm down, sir. I'm sorry. Christ.
Can I have my head back?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez, riding that bus all the way to Gilbert Middle School. Anyway, so I am the person, and there are people that can attest to this. You probably can attest to this. I laugh at parts of movies that aren't typically supposed to be funny
at all.
But I find them hilarious.
I cannot remember what movie we were watching, and I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Continue.
You're fine. So, in the scene in Christmas Vacation, when he gets his bonus, and it's the club card or whatever, and he flips out and he goes on that long rant, and he's like, scum sucking, blah, 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 blah. And then he goes heartless to the punch. Question. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes to the punch bowl. And he takes the moose antlers and he dips it in the punch bowl. I don't think it's punch in there. I think it's like, it's
that is eggnog.
It's yeah. Eggnog. Right. So eggnog. He dips it in there and then he drinks it and he goes, yeah, it's good. It's good. That is hands down my favorite part of the movie. And every time I laugh at it, no one knows why.
Everybody's just watching you. Like, you're that guy in the theater. Everybody just laughed, and you laughed at the part right after, and everybody's...
Exactly. Exactly. But the reason that I laugh at that stuff is because that's the stuff that's really funny to me. Like, when he went on that long tirade, I'm like, yeah, I said that yesterday at work. Like, what are we really talking about?
Which is so accurate. That's how you talk at work.
Oh, yeah, dude. I thought I was going to get fired yesterday, but that's not the point.
So, like, the thing is, I couldn't have this conversation with my wife because she's like, oh, yeah, Christmas Vacation. That's the one where they went into the field and they chopped down their own Christmas tree and he almost got ran over by a log truck and then he kidnaps his boss, right? Like, that's
yeah.
what she would have gotten. That's what she,
yeah.
This is very accurate, but that's not the story, I promise.
No, not the story at all.
Not whatsoever. And so, like,
no, because it wasn't him that kidnapped his boss, it was the other guy.
And no, well, it was, yeah, his brother-in-law.
So yeah, cousin it.
Here's the thing. The thing that's so... I think the reason that that bothers me so much is because... And like, I've started to feel bad is because Misty will say something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'll just make a comment. She'll just say something, like a reference, it sounds like. But I don't know it's a reference. I just go, oh, yeah.
And she that's...
goes, you haven't seen that TikTok? And just immediately pulls out her phone. I'm like, you fuck. You haven't even seen Forrest Gump.
But see, on the flip side to that, I'm the type of person that'll make a reference from a movie that everyone has seen. And no one will know what I'm talking about. Because it was a forgettable part of the movie that wasn't meant to be funny, but I found it hilarious.
Like, remember that part in Lord of the Rings where he goes, find a sweet in a South Folly.
See? That was my favorite part of the whole show. All three of them. And I have quoted that with you for the last 15 years. We hadn't really known each other that long, but still.
TikTok really added an extra layer of conversations, and that's research. Like, I have to look up a TikTok.
Well, it's the same thing with Vine. We had to do that with Vine back in the day.
Yeah, but we weren't glued to Vine.
No, but if someone if someone came up to you on the street and said, oh, my God, they were roommates.
TikTok pulled together YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, but it pulled them together because you can literally learn anything on TikTok and also unlearn everything on TikTok at the same time. It's crazy.
Or you could become a complete conspiracy theory nut.
That's what I'm saying. Unlearn everything. Unlearn everything you knew about the government. I'm here to tell you.
So today, Cat Williams was on a podcast with Shannon Sharp.
Hold on. That is a beautiful pair to put together for entertainment.
Was it ever? So it was 2.5 hours of Cat Williams roasting everyone.
Yeah, as he does.
Like Kevin Hart, Ricky Smiley, P. Diddy, like Faison Love caught a stray bullet. Like, but I didn't watch it.
How's Faison Love gonna catch a stray bullet, bro?
Dude, Cat Williams just went in on everybody. I don't know why.
Bro,
but my point is like you could watch the 2.5 hours on YouTube, the full thing, or you could go on TikTok and it comes up once and you watch the whole thing all the way through, and then you scroll up, and then the rest of it will come through in little mini clips. I feel like I saw the entire podcast on TikTok this afternoon.
Yeah, because it's all the highlights. That's like
right.
Literally what
it is.
It's like catching up on like the game from ESPN. Like it's the same thing. Yeah.
And 100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is I love TikTok. I love and hate TikTok.
It's a great platform. The only problem is like right now, like it's ads. Like it's the TikTok shop.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like
listen, half of the ads though, like they're getting really entertaining.
Oh yeah, for sure. You don't know their ads. The guy who does the Eminem impression did an ad for a law firm on TikTok.
Dude.
Okay, somebody just hit me in the back.
That dude's
what's
hilarious.
With that? Yeah, he's good. He's good,
dude. Christian King, if I'm pretty sure that's his name from Wild 'N Out. He does the meanest, most accurate Denzel Washington I've ever seen in my life.
Better than what's his name, Jay Farrell.
Way better than Jay Farrow, and he was on an Equalizer 3 ad.
Really?
For doing it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was like really, really good. Like
I don't
really,
know,
really
man. Good. Jay Farrow's Denzel is like,
bro. If you,
it's on point.
If you haven't seen this, bro,
like Chef's Kiss, like his Denzel, his Jay-Z. His Eddie Murphy. There's another one he does that is like perfect. I can't remember though.
No, so honestly, I think that his Jay Farrow's Jay-Z is I can't figure out who has a better one, Jay Farrow or Aries Spears.
Aries Spears Jay-Z is really good.
Jay-Z and Aries Spears DMX is hilarious. But
yeah, that's fair.
What I need you to do is take a look because, again,
are you going
to
pull it up?
Since you brought it up, yeah, I'm already pulling it up because this.
All right. I haven't seen Equalizer 3. I saw the first two, though. And I haven't seen the TV show with Queen Latifah.
It's on Netflix now. But,
of course it is. I don't have Netflix.
Ladies and gentlemen of the courtroom, I stand here telling you that my client may not be a victim of kidnapping. But she is a victim of lack of attention. It's not that she wanted to disappear, no, but she wanted to be more visible.
Okay.
The thing is, Matt Rife also came from Wild 'N Out.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of, like wasn't it DC Young Fly? He didn't come from Wild 'N Out, but he...
Can I say something about Matt Rife?
He's too much? Or is that what you're about to say?
No, I'm not about to say that at all. Okay. Yeah. You can't have it both ways. Like, it's not fair. Okay. You cannot be good looking and funny. Okay.
Does how many bits about that?
It's one or the other. Okay. You can't have it both ways. I'm funny.
Just brag about it.
I'm funny. Okay. I make people laugh. I'm dying inside, but I make people laugh, damn it. You don't get to be good looking and funny. Like Ryan Gosling, he's a god. Is he funny? No, he's not.
Have you seen the Barbie movie, bro? He's hilarious.
Did he write the script?
Bro.
Okay, I saw the Barbie movie. He did a great job.
I'm really proud of you.
But I also saw Drive. And he did a better job.
Drive was good. Drive was a good one.
It was a great movie. Blade Runner 2049, excellent. Okay.
Our podcast just turned into like a movie reviews.
It really did. You look lonely.
See, that's the thing that we need to...
You look like a good
This is me. This is me scrolling past whatever you just did. So
I know that's everybody else doing it too.
Damn, just wishing it on us and stuff. So, hey. so here's one more thing that I got to rant about really quickly.
Okay.
I say that it's like two more things. Another thing, like as far as stopping doing it in 2024, like I need to stop doing it in 2024. Let's leave it in 2023. Is treating my refrigerator and my food like it's American. And I say that because I cannot remember the last time I opened my fridge and said, "Hey, the cilantro's still good." I overbuy everything, bro. Like everything. Like my food goes bad because.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've always done it though. I've always like, I'm going to make some salsa. And so I get.
How often do you go to the grocery store? If you say every week, I'm going to reach through the computer and punch you.
So there's an ongoing joke. One of my good friends, Jackson, and even Misty, I'll tell Misty, I'm like, "Hey, I'm going to go to the store." "Oh, the store, the illustrious store. The famed, infamous store." Because I literally always go to the store.
Yeah, you are an on-the-go kind of guy. You don't just sit at home and do nothing like I do.
No, just every day I'm like, you know what I didn't get at the store yesterday? Cilantro. So, but like that's the problem is like I've never once opened my refrigerator and said, "Cilantro's good, I'm going to make some salsa." Because I buy it and 3 weeks goes by and it's not.
And you don't use it. Right. Don't use it. You're that guy.
Here's another one. Damn, I used all the milk. I should buy more. No, I throw my milk away when it's halfway like filled because I never finish my milk. I don't drink enough milk to do that. And I still buy enough as if I do. And it's like such a waste.
That sounds like a problem.
No, the problem is, damn, I wish I. Damn, I wish I had eaten all of that Caesar salad. I really want some right now. It's something I also have never said in my life.
Because right.
Salad, I will get it, prepare it, whatever, sits in the fridge. That is always good intention. Never eat it.
Look, I'm doing one of two things with my refrigerator.
What?
And it's either nothing or I'm using whatever leftover shredded cheese I have to put in my ramen noodles. Okay. It's either DoorDash or ramen for me. Like, this is the world I live in. Buckle up.
Did you just say cheese in your ramen?
Yeah, dude, I'm white.
I can't even say anything. I don't have it. I don't have anything for that. I was like, "You're right. My bad.
Yep. You're good. You're good. Yep. White people like their cheese."
No, he checks out. Let him through.
Yeah. Let him through.
Here's the last thing that I need to get off my chest as far as like entering the new year. Okay. It's about time for me to just state it, and other people will be like, "Oh, yeah, that's not true. You don't even know what that looks like." Bro, I'm getting old. It's not an age thing.
It's
like there's things that I do that I'm like, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's totally happening. Like you made the joke previously about what do you
Did
like,
you read the newspaper today?
How would you read the newspaper? Would you read the funnies last Sunday? Like whatever.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed by this. Like, this is the most embarrassed I've been by any sign of age.
I can't wait.
So I pulled up to the ATM.
Oh, boy.
The drive-up ATM. And there was a line. There was three people there. And the first person was just like had his hand out. You know when people are at the ATM and they're like...
Like they've never been to an ATM before.
Right, like they have no idea what they're doing, like what they're supposed to be doing. Like it's the worst thing ever. So like that was the first person. They ended up just staring with their finger and they pulled away. Like they actually pulled off, still staring like that with their finger out the window still. And so I was like, that was weird. The next
I have
person,
a question. What? Once you get done, I have a question.
Okay, the next person pulls up and they go to put their card in. Like just for a split second, and they go and then they pull away, and I'm like, "This just isn't a popular ATM." And then the next person in front of me pulls up, doesn't even roll down their window, and just takes off. And I'm like, "Okay,
What's going on here?
And so I pull up to the ATM and I look and it says error. Like, that's all it says on the screen is error. And then a whole bunch of numbers just surrounding the screen, like the Matrix, like, you know, like just like
Yeah.
So then I'm like looking at it. I'm like, son of a bitch, I drove all this way because this was a very out of my way, a very inconvenient ATM to go to.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the ATM and wondering to myself, I'm like,
you called corporate. What?
There's a number on the ATM.
I knew it.
It says contact it to report a malfunction of this ATM. And bro, I called the shit out of that number.
Okay. Of course you did.
I called the shit out of that number. And and this ATM, so I realized that there was an ATM like I think it was like 2 miles away, so it wasn't that bad. I could have just driven to that, but I sat there. There was nobody behind me, and I sat there. It was a 5-minute phone call, and I sat at the ATM the entire time, and I reported this error in the ATM, and it was just real quick, real good. And they said, thank you so much, we really appreciate it, we'll make sure to get somebody out there I don't know about today, but like probably by like tomorrow.
Right.
Like, okay, cool, thank you so much. This ATM right. is on the other side of town from me. I never go to this ATM, and I decided that day that I was going to be old as shit and just do it.
Yeah. So I have a question.
Okay.
That will determine
if I'm old.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know. Go ahead. I'm so sad.
Yes. But here's the question. I'll devise a scenario, and then I'll ask the question. Okay. You pull up to a McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, shit.
There's two cars in front of you ordering. You haven't ordered yet. The person that is currently ordering is taking a really long time. We're talking 3.5-4 minutes.
That is a long time at a freaking
drive-thru. It is. Now, in that moment, you're getting impatient. Have you ever said, and I quote, come on, the menu doesn't change?
No, I've never said that.
And you're not that old.
Have you fucking said that?
I said that yesterday.
Oh, you poor unfortunate soul. Are you serious?
Come on, the menu doesn't change. It's McDonald's. Get your Big Mac and get the hell on.
By the way, the menu does change. There was a
I know.
Burger meal was not.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So what are there any other signs of like the age? Like you've made the old man noises for a very long time, and I feel like that's just like your privilege. Like that's
part of your privilege. Yeah, that's a white people thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So like that's the thing. So
when I haven't left a group of people and said, well, time to be hitting the old dusty trail yet. So until I say that.
So remember Fire Knave that I just told you about?
Right.
My friend.
Yeah.
He said that one time and I just cackled. I'm like, what the f-? Cause he said it ironically. And so from there, every time we see each other, we say a variation of it. Well, it's time to hit the old rusty pail. Like we just always will change the words on it to be ironic. So I'm glad that that's a white thing.
Time to go over yonder and check out the sunset horizon.
He also, and I'm outing him and outing the way.
You really are. Dad.
But like, I guess it's a thing in Iowa to say, well, I suppose, and to just walk off. Like that's the end of the conversation. And then the person that you were conversating with then goes, I suppose, and just walks off with you. I guess that's a thing. And so
that checks out.
As you say these different things, that's what comes to mind is, well, I suppose. Well, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I suppose.
That's the end. That's the end. Yeah. That's the end of our podcast. I suppose.
Before we go, I do want to say one thing.
What? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to say rest in peace to the homie Drago. Homie from TikTok, passed away, had a heart attack, passed away.
Damn.
And I just want to say that, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with him and his family, Benz, Damaris, Alejandro, Poetic Vampire, like all the people that were really close with Drago. He had a lot of friends on social media He was one of the funniest people I've ever met. And like, my heart's real heavy for him today and for all of them. And I just wanted to shout that out, man, because that's a homie, and RIP Drago, for real.
Nah, for real, RIP. I don't even know Drago, but earlier you told me that he was one of the funniest people you knew, and I'm like...
Yeah, you got offended.
Yeah, because you've never said that to me.
I know. So, I told you about him, though. I told you about him.
No, you told me about him. You told me... I'm really mad that I never got to link up. Never got to meet him.
I'll send you some of his TikToks, because his social media is still up. I'll send you some of his TikToks, dude. You'll cackle. For sure.
Send me that link. Also, we'll post it in our comments, just out of memory for him. Just out of memory for him on our social media pages, you know, at DOS Podcast. Again, make sure that if you're not watching the YouTube version, you go and check it out for some of the references that we make in here. You can, you know, see a little bit more interactive side of Sane and Mike. That does it for us. And, well, I suppose.
I suppose.